This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Burrow out of the gun, 1:14 clock frozen in overtime. Tied at 24, score and win. Blitz is on, Burrow feels it. He steps up, he launches deep down the left side. It is caught! On the left sideline, T. Higgins. He got all the way down to the three. That's a gain of 31. Higgins having himself a day. Beats double coverage again.
That Bengals and Broncos game was an interesting one, to say the least. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are at Rally House Live. Anthony Heron, Layla Rahimi. Come hang out with us. Rally House is a fun place to be as the Winter Classic is being constructed next to us. Yeah. You can actually look at the progress.
In real time, just watching this play out.
Of how they turn Wrigley Field into an ice rink. It was a football field for several games earlier. Say hi to Aunt Mia. We are here until noon. You can enter to win a $25 gift card. Chris Chelios is going to be here doing a meet and greet from 1 to 2:30. You can talk about the Hawks with him and other things. That's all today from Rally House in Wrigleyville. You know we love the song. As
Rally
we also,
House.
It's very catchy.
I've been perusing in commercial breaks, just kind of strolling around a little bit, just kind of seeing what's what.
I told you, they have a good selection
of
stuff.
They got stuff. There's stuff on top of stuff, repping every team, and repping teams in very versatile ways with types of gadgets and gizmos and apparel and everything else. I mean, you know.
Who's its and what's its galore.
Yeah, a lot of that. And, you know, you want PJs, you want bottle openers, you want puzzles. You got it. And, of course, jerseys. And hats and everything.
So many
under
hats.
The sports scene sun. It
Obvious
is a really
shirts
impressive
are
establishment.
Here.
Obvious shirts are here too. I didn't even notice
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look, see.
Saya. Cody. All right, there we go.
Love it.
A little bit of everything here. How are you at perusing? Are you good at perusing, or if you peruse too much, then are you just is the urge to grab and buy overwhelming?
Urge to shop rising.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a fun day in the NFL yesterday. Mm. We had three games to enjoy. One of them left me saying, can you believe the Bears beat the Rams and now the Rams are in the playoffs? The Broncos and Bengals game goes to overtime. And at one point, I think a lot of us thought that it was going to end in a tie. For reasons that made sense. And the Bengals frustrate me on many levels. They have way too much talent to be 8-8.
Yeah.
They're going to need a lot of help if they want to still try to make the playoffs. Some of that has to happen today. That's a team that underachieved.
They are. They've definitely underachieved. And the statistical anomaly that is the season Joe Burrow has had were just a couple more wins. And I mean, he's getting discussed as an MVP possibility, MVP candidate. He's not going to win it because the team just isn't good enough.
Josh Allen and so is having a heck of a year. Lamar is having a heck of a year.
Right. Saquon, certainly, you know, running backs, it's harder for them to win it these days, too.
I just enjoy watching Lamar Jackson run.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Now, Lamar Jackson, Saquon, you got incredible athletes and playmakers, but just watching them on the hoof in the open field is an impressive thing.
Just makes
to see.
Me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a joy.
The pad level. The lean.
Right. There's almost a balletic ability to glide and then to get into power mode, then back into finesse mode in the midst of one play with Saquon. It's an impressive thing to watch. So for Joe Burrow, yes, the mention of MVP, I guess it just goes to show the type of season he's had, because the team at 500 at 8-8 has been so frustrating and in a lot of ways underwhelming. But, you know, talk about turnovers and whether or not, you know, Caleb not throwing interceptions, how good of a thing is that really? Is he taking enough chances? Joe Burrow has figured out in that mode Aaron Rodgers got into for a while, how to thread that needle of saying, I'm willing to take the risk with the pass, I'm willing to put it in harm's way, but more often than not, you're still not going to get it. You know, I'm going to find a way to throw it with the degree of anticipation that's necessary to put it in the end zone or put it in my teammates' hands, even in a season where the team as a whole isn't exceptional, isn't achieving at the highest of levels. Has had struggles, but he still is putting up MVP-type numbers. But by comparison, the other quarterbacks that are winning at a higher clip, one of them is going to be the one who likely wins MVP. But Joe Burrow certainly seems to be holding up his end of the bargain, but it speaks to how frustrating, you know, you're referencing the Bengals being in the season that they've had so far. Because, you know, 8-8, yeah, the Bears would love to be 8-8 at this point. It'd be much better than where they sit right now. But you have a quarterback like that who you've paid in that way. You expect as a team to be able to sustain success in a more consistent way than we've seen the Bengals able to sustain it this season. But they came out with the win that at least mathematically keeps them alive for now.
Yes, and it was an exciting game. Bo Nix, by the way, you're going to talk about putting the league on notice a bit. The deep ball was absolutely there. You know, he launched one, what did it go, like 67 in the
right
air?
Which was not his strength in college. You know, Bo Nix was not a guy, especially as he finished at Oregon. Like, he was erratic at Auburn, but he wasn't a guy during his Oregon career, those last couple of seasons, who, you know, was able to consistently hit the deep ball. The offense for the Ducks didn't even necessarily require him to attempt that many deep balls, but he's showing now in his rookie season in the NFL that he's not just the guy who's capable of efficiency and accuracy in the short to intermediate game. Like you referenced, he's got a deep ball that's been cooking, and he put it on display against the Bengals yesterday. So to have that pairing, Sean Payton and, you know, Sean Payton had not been a guy who'd had to necessarily develop a rookie quarterback before. He gets paired with Drew Brees after Drew Brees has already been in the league a few years, and they go on to this Hall of Fame level success in their time together with the Saints. But as far as successfully developing a rookie quarterback, I'd say this is the first foray that I can think of for Sean Payton as a coach to actually have to nurture the talents of a quarterback at this stage of his development. Now, Bo Nix enters the NFL. He might be as old as Drew Brees was when Sean Payton first got his hands on him. Bo Nix, you know, leaves college football after whatever it was, 6 years, 7 years, something like that.
Don't act like Chris Winkie and other people like that didn't exist.
Oh, they existed. They definitely existed. So he's you know, older than many rookies would be getting
Brandon
into the NFL.
Brandon Weeden, ring a bell.
Uh-huh. Led that baseball career.
He got an
no
NFL
doubt.
Deal.
There's not a player who I've been around. I was sitting next to Chris Winkie at the Combine. We came out the same year. We're at the Combine, and we both had some medical issues during our college careers. I'm all banged up at Indy. They whisk us away to the hospital, start taking MRIs and x-rays on this and that. I just remember one point where various guys were being taken back so they can run their 40s, do their bench press and whatever. Well, no, it wasn't 40-yard day, but it was bench press day and interview day. And they took most of the other guys back, and it was just me and Winky in a waiting room just because there was a bunch of stuff. My shoulders were messed up. My back's messed up. My knees are messed up. They want to scan this and MRI that and everything over and over again. And at one point, Winky's just sitting there, and we're in this fairly warm waiting room, and he's got a ball cap on, and he takes his baseball cap off. And at whatever age he was at that point, as, you know, going into his rookie season in the NFL, just the wispy, thin nature and his kind of horseshoe balding pattern that was already in his head at that point as we're, you know, going into the rookie season. We're just completing our college careers. However old Chris Winkie was right there, he aged like another 30 years in my mind just for the way his hair looked when he took his ball cap off. Like, I know you're supposed to be kind of old because you did the baseball thing. You went back, finished your college career. But, man, this dude is really old. I just remember that sticking out my head with Chris Winkie just looking at his hair when he took his cap off.
Says the guy who's bald voluntarily.
Well, again, I mean, that's a personal choice.
Look at his hairline.
It's a personal choice that I've made, and it's a low-maintenance choice that I've made. Just out of, you know, I make enough decisions in life where I say, you know what, I'm not going to decide on how my hairline needs to be edged up. I'm just going to shave it bald over and over again.
Do you have a robust hairline?
I fortunately, I'm capable of a robust hairline. There is not a man in my family tree that has ever lost his hair, to my knowledge. But
what are you doing?
Just don't want to deal with it. Just don't want to deal with having to manage the hair. Like, you know, you've been around Gabe Ramirez. Gabe's edge is always
perfection.
Tight. I cannot imagine how much time Gabe must spend on his edge up, because every time I see him, it's tight. Like, all right, you got two kids, you got a wife, you got, you know, a bunch of jobs like I do. How do you have time to keep edged up as tight as Gabe does? I respect it, but it's not the amount of time I want to spend edging myself up that frequently.
Very good question. What if he's just born like that?
Ooh, now that'd be something.
Yeah, his hair's curly, though. Like, you can tell he probably does take a little bit.
Especially back in his R&B days.
The glare that you got from Marshall and Lawrence when you said that, that's one of those I just don't forget.
Well, speaking of hair, Joe Burrow's got great hair, right?
Joe Burrow has excellent hair.
Bald, right? They pulled the Marshall Mathers off at some point. Who knows?
Yeah, and then smoke a cigar.
Uh-huh,
right. The LSU video will never not be iconic to me.
It's a very cool look. It was a very cool look to do that. I mean, you got college players doing it at this point. It was one of the center that got hurt for Ohio State, McLaughlin, their center. Like, they had an All-American caliber center who got hurt late in the season. He wasn't out there against Michigan. So he was out there during the Tennessee game. You know, it was one of the cool things with the first round of the college football playoff games. You get some of those home games in the first round. And so the center's like wheeling around on one of those carts. He's got a cigar on the sidelines at the Horseshoe in Columbus. I don't think that's allowed. Maybe back in the locker room. He's doing it on the sidelines. So that even looked cool, too.
That's a flex.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Rams playoff hopes stay alive. They are 10-6 now. You think they want that loss to the Bears
They're
back?
I think if they make the playoffs, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Because this played out last
time. This is a very hot take.
The Super Bowl year, when the Rams won the Super Bowl a few years ago, the Bears beat them that year, too. It was like the best performance. I feel like, was it the last year of Matt Nagy, if I'm remembering correctly?
2020.
Text line can correct me if I'm wrong.
It was February of 2022.
Okay. So the Bears
Rams made the Super Bowl.
Take down the Rams, and then the Rams go on to win. And actually, didn't that happen against Tampa Bay too? Like, I think the Bears beat Tampa Bay in Tom Brady's first season there. I think they beat the Rams in the Rams Super Bowl season. I 100% remember them beating Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady forgot what down it was.
Yes.
No, they didn't beat the Rams. They got boat raced by the Rams.
In the Super Bowl season they did?
Yes. Don't you remember that still frame of Cooper Kupp being by himself with nobody around him for like 20 yards? And then we're like, we all talked about it because we're like, on national television, there's Cooper Kupp on an island with not a bear to be found. Touchdown.
All right, so it was just the Bucks then. The Bucks went on to win the Super Bowl the year the Bears beat them. The Rams, that did not happen to. Okay, that explains
it.
My Rams crossed up.
I remember seeing that still frame and Kevin Fishbane talking about it and being like, I don't know why these still frames.
Did he say there's something fishy about this business?
He did.
Okay.
It was fishy. There was nothing fishy about this, actually. Cooper Kupp got like a million yards that day. I'm going to look up the box score just because it's worthy
you want a good
of looking
laugh?
Up now. But, yeah, so, I mean, the Rams are that team that you don't want to mess with in December. Here they go again. 10-6, still waiting for a playoff confirmation. Today we'll have a factor in that, obviously.
Right.
But they are atop the NFC West. The Seahawks needed them to lose in order to stay alive, I think, for them to try to win the division. That was the only way they were going to make it.
Right.
Bears are eliminated, just in case you needed to know. They are not in the hunt.
They're no
that
longer
happened
in the
a while
hunt.
Back. Yeah, that was last week,
that
actually.
That graphic has been updated
the
now.
The Bears were in the hunt for 1 week on one graphic, RIP. And I think whoever did that just to troll.
Should that be a part of the one shining moment montage, too?
Yes, the one hunt. Failing moment.
Season's not over yet.
Yeah, like you zoom in because 14 teams, half the
right.
entire NFL, yeah, 14 teams were on, so almost half the league was on the playoff picture graphic. Only one team in the NFC wasn't on that graphic. And the Bears were in there, and I'm like, Fox is just doing this to troll us.
You got to build a graphic like that. Maybe don't build the graphic, or just build
it. No, I think it's the opposite. I think you build it because you know people are going to laugh. Like, I'm going to look at it right now. Where's the In the Hunt graphic?
They're in the hunt. It's not all done.
So if you miss this, we are going to try to do something called one failing moment, where instead of one shining moment, we're just going to show lowlights of the... Look, see, there's 14 teams on this graphic of the NFC playoff picture. And on the 8th of December, even the Saints and the Bears were both on this. So only the Panthers were not on this. Panthers and Giants. The Panthers and Giants were the only two teams not listed on this graphic.
Zero.
And in the hunt at the time were the Cardinals, Rams, Falcons, 49ers, Cowboys, Cowboys, Saints, and Bears.
And, I mean, you know, when you look at especially, you know, the Falcons, they've been frustrating, Cousins being in and out of the lineup. But just trying to put myself in the mind frame of where other fan bases might be. Like, okay, Saints fans obviously frustrated this season. Cowboys fans always frustrated because, yeah, they usually make the playoffs.
I think it's the opposite.
It.
They think that they're going to make the playoffs every year no matter what's happening and what the team is.
But that's my point, though. They're still frustrated in the midst of that. Even knowing as consistently as Dallas tends to make the playoffs but then come up short. So they're seeing something like that. Like, oh, we're at least still in the hunt without Dak. But it's still they're still knowing it's going to end in frustration despite that.
The amount of Cowboys fans who thought that Ezekiel Elliott was still a viable running back.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of Cowboys fans who thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well,
like it's disturbing.
Right.
I say that because I know that.
I'm betting if the Bears sign Matt Forte right now, a lot of Bears fans, he's still got 100 yards in him somewhere. Like, you know, some fan bases are just going to – they're going to fan base.
How about Kenny Pickett getting the chance, grew up as an Eagles fan, and he gets a chance to start today to back up Jalen, or start against the Cowboys to back up Jalen Hurts.
It's a cool storyline, I hope.
The only way it gets better is if they eliminated the Cowboys in that game. That's the only way it gets better for Eagles fans, you were saying?
I do hope he appreciates it. I don't know Kenny Pickett myself. My impression and things I've heard about him, folks have been around him, is that maybe the appreciation for circumstances, the appreciation for opportunity, those types of things may not always be at a high with Kenny Pickett. So I do hope that, you know, going through the ringer a little bit, going from one team to the next, and, you know, having an opportunity like this, that would be a cool storyline to have that kind of, you know, personal connection to this opportunity. I hope it is something he appreciates, because not everybody comes into the league as mature as you hope they will be, but, you know, we always stay hopeful for that development of what they kind of become as a person, especially, you know, in what might be viewed by some folks as struggles or hard times or anything else. So I would hope that Kenny Pickett would appreciate an opportunity that's there if he gets the chance to have that sort of personal moment like that.
You're like Adam Sandler and Billy Madison, where he's grasping the kid's face saying, cherish it.
Ah. Yeah, that's me with Kenny Pickett right now. Just got a hand on each cheek.
Man, if he does it, if somehow he leads the Eagles to a loss against the Cowboys to end the season, I don't see that going well in Philly. Like, even though it doesn't matter, it still matters. I mean,
you know those fans. They would not take to that too kindly.
That's knowing the fan bases. Is number one, the amount of Cowboys fans who still thought that somehow they were a legitimate contender for a Super Bowl this year. And there are many.
Uh-huh. Right.
Lacing up the Air Monarchs, getting ready for the day.
Air Monarchs, huh?
Man. And the amount of people who just really think the Cowboys are going to win. It's just really disturbing. Make the playoffs, be a contender. Strange. And then I'm like, have you watched the rest of the NFL? Like, at all? At all? And then, yes, the amount of Eagles fans who would be incredibly angry and never forgive Kenny Pickett for losing a game that doesn't ultimately matter a ton to Dallas, that would be a large amount.
Get mad at Kenny Pickett for being Kenny Pickett. I'm mad at you for being you.
Ooh, I mean, you just basically said he guarantees you a loss. That's what I heard.
I mean, you know, he's a quarterback. Is he a bad one or a good one? Right now, he's closer to being a bad one than a good one.
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
Man, you were getting into, like, ant on acting take territory right now.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying he's definitively awful, but he certainly hasn't proven that he's exceptional yet. There's still a chance for him to head in that direction, but I don't think there's any reason to presume greatness of Kenny Pickett right now, is more my point. So until proven otherwise, you just got to kind of take what you can get from Kenny Pickett. There's no reason to be abundantly confident with Kenny Pickett as your starting quarterback. He hasn't shown that. He hasn't earned that yet.
How do you feel about decent?
He's had decent moments.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, isn't this like some hot take? Kenny Pickett isn't with the Steelers anymore for a reason. Like, I mean, the guy hasn't played consistent good football yet. Maybe he'll get there, but he's not there yet.
Fair enough. Yes, I understand that. But it's been funny to see how you rate players in this scope. You're like, this is not exceptional. I'm like, is he decent? And I'm like, not even decent.
I guess decent has a positive connotation to it.
Has a 500 connotation to
it. He's certainly capable of making a play. Would that be termed as decent if he's capable of making a play? I'll give him that.
I used to go to this food stop in East Texas. It was called the Decent Food Stop.
Really?
Now, maybe it had what you needed, maybe it didn't.
Did a name like that did it draw you in? Were you at least curious to check it out?
100%. And it was all I could afford at the time.
Okay.
Decent.
I'm curious to watch Kenny Pickett play.
You're not going to watch the game. Don't lie to me.
Color me curious about Kenny Pickett.
Anthony Heron and I are broadcasting live until noon here at Rally House in Wrigleyville as they get ready for the Winter Classic across the street. Hang out with us on The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Man, Tyler Farengel just coming back with some good music here.
Baby T. He's dubbed by Gabe Ramirez. Baby T.
And then
Gabe forgot that he dubbed him Baby T.
Gabe is just entertaining.
Yes.
Like that's really what it comes down to. Gabe is just an entertaining person.
An entertaining person of ambiguous age. Nobody knows exactly how old Gabe is.
No.
We just know his hairline is always immaculate. It's always edged up. And that he's proudly Puerto Rican. And we have no idea how old he is. He had apparently an R&B career like back in the 50s, I think.
Baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name? It was me.
Makes zero sense. Like one week he dubs him Baby T, the very next week he forgets that he dubs him Baby T. But that's our guy Gabe. It just shows how old he is that he can't remember anything.
He has
aged very well.
He has a whole family and multiple jobs and still has time to maintain his hair.
Yes. It's
yeah, Gabe is pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I knew that anyway, but when you put it all together, I'm like, oh, he's amazing in many facets.
He's probably Batman, too. Who knows?
We appreciate our teammates here at The Score. Anthony Heron and I are at Rally House Wrigleyville from 9 to noon today. We are here. We are here at Rally House. We're singing the song. The rain continues to come down, but that's why you should be inside with us and just shop at Rally House and chill and listen to the
As
show.
As many people are who've been coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, thanks to all the listeners
show,
who are just hanging out.
Apparel and eclectic items here at Rally House, enjoying both the small hats and the enormous hats. They have hats for both me and Layla here
They
at
have
Rally
hats
House.
For Aunt and Layla. Also, you can enter to win a $25 gift card. We have a hopper and everything. Chris Chelios is going to be here from 1 to 2:30. The legend. That's all today here at Rally House. As we get ready for a another nice slate of NFL games, and still trying to examine what's going on with the Bears. Do I hear we have a special guest here on The Score? Not yet. We are waiting for a special mystery guest.
It is being awaited. Yes, it is in process.
I don't even know if he's a mystery guest.
Oh, I suppose perhaps not. I mean, I guess it was teased at some point during the show here.
Or was it? Dun, dun,
you know
dun.
What? What we need to hunt for at some point is if there's something suitable for pets, for furry companions, you know, here at Rally House, because that may be something suitable that we could even carry out of here for our potential mystery guest who may or may not be joining us in the not too distant future.
Maybe the mystery guest should just join us next segment if the mystery guest doesn't have enough time to connect to this segment.
Yeah, I mean, either possibly, potentially, but I do. That is one thing I haven't actually looked for yet, though, is to see if there are things that would be suitable for furry companions, for pets. I see the big and tall section. I see the kids shop. I see the enormous hats. I see the tiny hats. I see
where are the tiny lava hats?
On the opposite end from us. That's why you can't see them. They're so tiny. But I do think they would suit you. But they're just further away, so it's almost like an optical illusion where the hats are so small as they get down the row at Rally House, further away from us. It's all like the rooftops. Wrigley is on one side, as opposed to the rooftops. The tiny hats are over opposite us on this side of the street. So I think that's what's down there.
I am sad because I bought myself a nice pair of headphones that I was really looking forward to using.
Yeah.
They were wireless, but they also had wired capability, so okay. I could use them for work. No, they are too big.
Well,
not the headphones being too big. Like, of all the things.
I mean, you did try them on?
No, you can't try them on.
You ordered them. I got you.
And, like, I didn't think that was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But, like, the top of the headphone is, like, halfway down my ear, even though they're on the tightest. Yeah.
That's the one thing my son, well, not one thing, but one thing my son definitely did get from me. He's in the upper percentile for his size, like, you know.
You don't say.
And everything. But the thing that's just always been, like, even over 100% is the size of his dome. So fortunately for me, I got to the size as an adult where I'm proportional. So, you know, you wouldn't, like, look at me and say, oh, look at that enormous head. But when I was younger, you could, you know, before I'd kind of filled out, let's say. But my son, yes, he's got an enormous head. He definitely got that from me.
I used to make fun of my brother for that.
Yeah.
But he's now the one who's proportional and I'm not. My, how the turntables. I hear our mystery guest has joined us. Is mystery guest here?
Yes, I am. Now, originally I was supposed to be on at 11 o'clock, but I got a call from Kevin Fishbane, and he said, hey, can you go on at 10:30 instead? So here I am.
Record, Mark Grody, you were supposed to be on at 10.
Oh, was I supposed to be on at 10?
Yes. Did we just find out what happened as to why we had to change it up schedule-wise?
We were actually just talking about Kevin Fishbane earlier in the show, so now that it's definitely got... Here.
Wait a second. Did you not know? Is that what happened?
I thought I was on it a lot.
Guess we solved the mystery.
At least you're okay, Mark Grody. You should have seen Layla.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is hilarious. Not hilarious, hilarious. I am sorry, on air, in real time. I had it in my head that I was doing this at 11 o'clock, so I was doing other things. So I apologize. Wow.
Let's check multiple things off the list then. Groats, you're okay.
Oh, Groats is okay. Oh, yeah. I was like, why are they having me go on early here? But, okay, sorry.
Dave doing? How's Dave the cat?
Dave the cat is good. He is meowing right now, so hopefully that will not become audible to you guys.
He's asking you for food again, isn't he?
Exactly. Cat on a diet is forever wanting food, but you know, we're getting there with Dave. We're getting there. He's lost a few pounds, so we're very happy.
Good for Dave to lose pounds during the holidays.
I respect that, Dave.
Dave did what I couldn't.
That's not what the holidays were before, anyway.
Nor I. Yes.
Rally House. As I've perused during our time here, Groats, I haven't looked yet for you know, pet items, furry friend sort of items here. Should I look for something for Dave the Cat while we're here?
A hat.
Yeah, Cat in the Hat is always good. I think perhaps if they sell, if there's any remnants or any wholesale catnip, Dave would truly appreciate that. Other than that, I think Dave is probably okay.
Wholesale catnip.
Yeah.
What is the Bears discussion before the last game of the season for them? What is the equivalent of wholesale catnip for the Bears?
It would be nice if the Bears had something to motivate them. You know, I mean, if there's some sort of treat that could change their mindset or something to get them completely interested in this final game. I actually have a wild feeling about this final Bears-Green Bay game that the Bears, I don't know. I mean, they've got it. They can't end the season on an 11-game losing streak. Can they? That maybe the Bears would actually get motivated and get up for this final game. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. It's going to be an interesting final week at Halas Hall, though, trying to pique their interest to see what they're motivated by and see if the Bears-Packers rivalry, if anything can be revived in that regard. But at this point, it's very difficult to imagine that they're going to go up there and win this final game.
No, I'm going to be weird and crazy. I actually think it would be the most Bears thing ever to lose 10 games in a row and then end the season beating Green Bay at Green Bay just to troll us all. I think that would be the coolest thing to happen in a long time.
Because Bears?
Yes, but also, see there, everybody, that Hail Mary was not the end of our season.
And would there be a segment of Bears fans that would be actually happy if the Bears were to win that game? And, you know, the season is, hey, as long as you beat the Packers, everything is okay.
Once out of the last dozen times you've played them, you get that one win, and folks can feel good about that.
I haven't beaten them in how many years now?
I don't know. I think, Nagy's first season?
One random win over the Packers after 2018.
Yeah. Oh, after 2018. Oh, man. I couldn't even think of it. I remember the 2018 finale game, which clinched the division for the Bears. And, you know, it was like this great historic moment. And then Cody Parkey happened.
Yeah, they're fewer and further between since then. I have I've been putting out, I guess, what I would consider kind of just a thought, if you will, because I don't see the Fail Mary, the Commanders end, as this kind of dividing line for the Bears season. And it came to mind because Kirk Herbstreit kind of described it as such during the Thursday night game the other night, wrote that, you know, the Bears – the accurate part is the Bears were 4-2 going into that game, and they had a chance to beat the Commanders, and then they didn't. But they would have come out 5-2, but the season turned. He said, I've never seen a season turn on one moment like that, where this Bears season was going well, and then it wasn't going well before and then after that one play. And my impression is that just oversimplifies what the Bears season has been, and frankly, let's decision makers with the Bears off the hook for how this season has gone and the variety of holes that we've seen play out within this roster, within the framework, within the coaching staff. So I don't tend to think of it as the Fail Mary, the boneheaded and immature play from Tyreek Stevenson at the end of the Commanders game. I don't view that as the main crux for why the Bears season has gone like this. What context do you put it in, Mark?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I'm glad you made that point. I mean, it is fun to go back to that and say, because it was such a dramatic moment, because it was so ugly in so many different ways. And, you know, one thing to remember in that game is that Caleb Williams, you know, although he didn't play great throughout it, he did have a strong fourth quarter, late drive in that game. But look, man, you're right. You cannot lose 10 straight games on a season and not just be totally and completely honest that from top to bottom that nothing is working, that this is for whatever reason. And you know, one of the things I want to know is it a bad year? Was this a bad season for certain players, or is this a bad team with bad chemistry that just got completely out of control? But yeah, man, I mean, if you're saying, well, they think mentally they just lost it after that Washington game and it just set this team spinning, then that's a really bad excuse. And I will say then that this team is not, if that was the case, but I agree with you, Anthony, if that was the case, that they have this 10-game losing streak is because of that, then this team has to be broken up because they are not mentally fit. It was an awful loss, but not one that you cannot recover from. And you're right, there have been too many other things that have been exposed throughout the season, whether it was the coaching or management or ownership or, hello, the players. So this has been an awful year, and there's no way you could just blame one game for it. So I'm glad you brought that up, Anthony. That's a really good point. There's so many things that I feel like we have used as crutches during this season in terms of trying to explain what has happened. And, oh, man, you can't overcome a Hail Mary. You know, get out of here with that stuff. And, like, the idea with the defense that the defense has fallen apart because Jaquan Brisker and Andrew Billings haven't been there, get out of here with that stuff, too. Unfortunately, there are – you can use those as – you're better off with those two guys while I'm on that. But certainly you cannot tell me that Andrew Billings and Jaquan Brisker meant that much that the defense has, except for the other night, I suppose, looked that bad. But it's a great point. The blame goes all the way through, and this has just been a bad, bad team this year.
Also, it was December of 2018. That was the last one.
That was the last one.
I just felt like it happened.
I could not think in my head, when did the Bears – I remember being at that game in 2018. I was doing sidelines, and things were so happy that I was interviewing Tariq Cohen on the sideline after that game, and – the sky was the limit. You thought maybe you had a quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. And then again, the Eagles happened. And in 2019, we as Bears reporters had to deal with 10 different kickers being in training camp. End of story.
Do we have two segments available with Grody?
I don't know. Do we, Grody? Do you want to?
Of course we do. Since I screwed up, I'm so embarrassed by this that I will stay on with you guys as long as you need me to. Yes.
Shelly's going to be here at 1. Chris Shelly will be here at 1 o'clock. So stay until then.
Yeah.
Just do that.
I do want to say, I think that in my mind, the 10-point game in 2021 just kind of felt better. So I remember feeling better about one of these games.
Small victories. Hey, I'll take that. Like, if the Bears lose by 3 to the Packers on Sunday, isn't that kind of a win?
No, I want an outright troll everybody. Beat the Packers at home. That would be fantastic. That would be for them and just them. Everybody else wouldn't even be able to fully enjoy it because of the entire product that the season is.
There was an observation that Groats made coming into the season that now that we just have one regular season game remaining, and I just basically don't want to forget to ask him the question, so I will tease asking him this question now with the idea that we'll be able to ask it to him after this timeout.
I think that's an excellent tease. We're back from Rally House on the Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, Mark.
All right, so we solved the great mystery of the Rally House show on Schmooze Day 32nd, December 2020-something.
No idea what the day is.
I have no idea what the day is. I have no concept of time anymore. I was trying to sneak in another Bears win over the Packers, but it was just a 10-point loss in 2021 I felt better about. Jay Cutler ruining Brett Favre Day was my favorite.
Okay.
That was my personal favorite.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Those are the days.
That's where they're feeling positive about.
Yes. The 2015 game. That was fun stuff. Anyway, so Mark Grody thought he was going to be on at 11, so instead we're just making him talk until 11. Grotes, are you still here? We heard Dave the cat meow in the background, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I'm actually sitting at my desk in my place right now, and he is sitting. For some reason, this is a new thing that he is doing. I think maybe it's because I'm podcasting a lot from home now. He just sits up here and stares at me like he's 2 feet away from me. I have a long desk, and he's just sitting very contently and staring at me, and so I think he might be enjoying the show, and I also do not have a concept of day or time either. So this has been very interesting today. And again, I'm so sorry that I missed you guys at 10. I feel horribly.
Yeah, you should. I will never ever forgive you for this, Mark Grody. I'm gonna try to find it in my heart at some point, but it's gonna be hard, man. It's gonna be a struggle to forgive you for this.
I know it is, man. You're like that. You're like that. I know.
I'm known for the grudges that I hold. So there was a discussion we had at some point before the season, Groats, and I don't remember, you know, which show, which platform, which time slot or whatever, but you were making the case for, and I'll state my memory, my recollection of the case you were stating, and then you correct me and kind of get me in the right lane here. But essentially, you made the point before the season that this was the most consequential season in the history of Western Bear civilization, that this year for the Bears, the degree of gravity that was assigned to this year was beyond anything that could be measured by the space-time continuum. And now here we are with how awful, how horrible this season has gone for the Bears in the midst of this 10-game skid. And the question I kind of posed to you at that point before the year when we were having that conversation was, well, how about 2019? Like, you came off the division title in 2018. There was all that excitement and the Bears centennial and the orange carpet, when I do remember you were looking good on the orange carpet, Mark Grody. Like, that was prime Grody right there. Grody was fit. Mm-hmm. Grody had a blazer on, man. Like, that was the best Mark Grody I've seen.
Living.
So that was orange carpet season going into 2019, and that season fell with a huge thud. So now here we are towards the end of this year. Tell me if I'm remembering your statement about the space-time continuum before the season correctly, and if so, how do you feel about it now?
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't remember the Western civilization talk, but I definitely remember talking about how consequential this season is going to be. And I'll go back to what you said with the analogy or the comparison to 2019. Yeah, that was huge, and part of the reason that the biggest reason that we should have felt that way 2018 to 2019 is because they did have an elite defense that year. We all sort of talked ourselves into the fact that maybe Mitch Trubisky was on the rise, he was on the come, but obviously he was not, and eventually that defense also disintegrated. As for this year, yeah, in so many different ways, after having endured the one 10-game losing streak in 2022, and then what was it, 7 wins last year, and you had a losing streak along to start the season last year as well. And then you go into this season and you have obviously Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and a defense that looks like it is a top five defense. You added Keenan Allen to the mix. There were so many things that looked so good at the beginning of the season, to the point where even the people that were the most cynical about the Bears couldn't resist giving them, you know, 9 wins at the very least, maybe 8, something like that. But it just felt so good going into this year that it was to be reckoned with in so many different ways that the Bears were finally there. And it completely, obviously, we know what has happened this year. This season has totally and completely imploded. So, yeah, I mean, I stand by that feeling. And the disappointment is just as high from a Western civilization standpoint. Because here we are now, and I can't quite figure out if this is going to require some sort of rebuild, the letting there be another bad season next year or two, depending on who comes in here as the coach, depending on who the general manager is next year. So you've gone from a consequential season, one of the most consequential seasons in Bears history, to wow, could there be a more worst case scenario for this Bears team and for this Bears season? And I don't think so. We've hit the worst case scenario. The Bears have hit rock bottom, and now they're in a hell of a place.
Even if, say, what had happened to J.J. McCarthy happened to Caleb Williams or something, then you would still have hope because Caleb Williams was saved. Not that anybody's saying anything definitive about his career. That's not what I'm indicating
but
here.
But it'd be easy enough to point to that as being something that derailed the season.
Correct.
It would be explainable.
Correct.
You could explain it away.
That would make it make sense. But unfortunately,
this whole year is nonsensical.
None of it makes any sense.
All this nonsense from the Bears this year.
Yeah, well, I think that's the big question now going into, and I can't wait to, we're all in the midst of it right now. And the next question is, what kind of a season did Caleb Williams have? I think that part of the, from my perspective, part of the issue is with Caleb is that one of the things that was in the back of my head, and I know it was in the back of other people's heads, was, yeah, understandably, we have to be rational about a rookie quarterback in the NFL because rookie quarterbacks generally will struggle. But in the back of my head and others, I'm sure, was, nah, maybe this guy's going to be different. This guy's going to – he's the generational quarterback. He's the number one overall quarterback. We haven't seen a prospect like this since Andrew Luck. And unfortunately, for all of us who thought maybe he was going to be beyond just a, quote, rookie quarterback, he played like a rookie quarterback this year. He had bad games. He had bad quarters. He's had bad starts to games. He's also had really great quarters and has had some fantastic throws and has had some fantastic games as well. I think that when you add up Caleb Williams this season, he's had a very rookie year. And I have all the hopes in the world still for Caleb Williams, but he did not go above and beyond what I thought he might this year, and that does not mean that he won't still be a great quarterback with the Bears, and I'll be very interested to see what this offseason is like for him and what he looks like in training camp going into next year as well.
Well, and what he wants. I think he should be vocal, not that he's ever had a problem with that before, about saying what he thinks this offense needs. I feel like his opinion, at least, will matter to us, if nothing else. Mark Grody, thank you for joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Grotz, we appreciate you joining us as the mystery guest who wasn't so mysterious after all.
My pleasure. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong. We're all good. We're just stupid over in this household right now. That's all.
And more importantly, Dave's okay.
Yeah. Dave's okay. He's now laying down on the table in front of me, and I'm sure you guys heard him meowing again during my answer.
Yes, we did. And I guess he's not happy that you're on the phone with us.
Oh, it's just Dave.
Yeah, he's also mad that I had the wrong time for today. So Dave's mad at me too. So Dave and Anthony, I've got to overcome both of these.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, actually. Like it's happened. I get it. Mistakes were made.
Yeah, you're cool like that, Layla. Big Ant, got to deal with him.
Yeah. He's got a higher standard. Me, I'm just happy to be here. Mark Rohde joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download that Circus Sports app today. We thank you for joining us, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
And a friendly reminder, speaking of Circa, they invite you to join the score at Trace in Wrigleyville on Tuesday. That's like 2 days from now, from 2 to 6. Lawrence and I are going to be broadcasting around the corner over here at Trace.
Okay.
Before the winter showdown on New Year's Eve, celebrating the outdoor hockey classic between the Blackhawks and St. Louis. Join us at Trace in Wrigleyville, 2 to 6 on New Year's Eve. It's all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. And I know Derek Stevens was very hyped for that Lions game here. He had a good day, I'm sure. Just all the Lions fans, I'm sure he was loving life.
Just to help support my memory and my memento style short-term memory issues, I'm going to I'll do another verbal tease because we're going to have Jim Miller joining us in a moment here. One thing that Grody said really struck a chord in my brain because I don't know, depending on who the coach is and how much of the regime is in place and all that going into next year, are the Bears potentially in rebuild mode? And I mean, are they more likely to do that, or are they more likely to say, let's build on this foundation we have in place? We thought there was a foundation in place to do something quality this year. Now that foundation looks extremely shaky. So are they in a mode to build off of what's here? Are they in a rebuild potential situation? I'm looking forward to talking to Mills about that.
Well, they didn't say rebuild last time.
Right.
And Grody and I did touch on this quite a bit on the Friday show. So I feel like if it's percolating with us and it's percolating with you, then we can definitely bring it up to Jim Miller. He joins us next on The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.